Penguin Random House Audio presents Cues, Master the Secret Language of Charismatic Communication. This is the author, Vanessa Van Edwards. To my husband, Scott, and my daughter, Sienna, I love your cues. Cues. Noun, plural. The powerful verbal, nonverbal, and vocal signals humans send to one another. Introduction. The signals that are secretly shaping you. Have you ever shared a great idea only to find that others didn't get it? You're not alone. This was exactly what happened to mogul and entrepreneur Jamie Siminoff, the founder of Ring. His video doorbell company made headlines when it was acquired by Amazon in 2018 for over $1 billion. But before Ring was installed on millions of front doors around the world, it was almost derailed by a single bad pitch on Shark Tank, a TV show where entrepreneurs talk up their company to a panel of investors. In fact, when Jamie went on the show in 2013 to pitch his company, then called DoorBot, every single shark passed on the opportunity to invest, despite strong early sales and traction. What happened? The answer lies not in the information Siminoff presented, but in how he presented it. Virtually every tiny signal, or cue, Siminoff shared through his body language, vocal modulation, and pitch undermined his credibility. He all but told the sharks to stay away. Siminoff had a great idea with huge potential, but with the wrong cues, it crashed and burned. Those cues spoke even louder than his billion-dollar idea. Let's go through Siminoff's pitch step by step so you can see exactly where his cues went wrong. Siminoff began his pitch with a knock on the door to the Shark Tank. "Who's there?" tech investor and shark Mark Cuban asked. Siminoff replied from behind the closed door, "It's Jamie?" This was Siminoff's first cue, or miscue. Instead of stating his name, he asked it. This is an example of a question inflection, also known as uptalk. Research has found that when the question inflection is accidentally used in a statement, it signals low confidence and insecurity. When the question inflection is used with a statement, it causes the listener's brain to question the speaker's credibility. The brain says, "If you aren't confident in what you just said, why should I be?" Making things worse, Siminoff used the question inflection a second time. "Here to pitch?" Repeating this cue reinforced his lack of confidence, and he hadn't even started the pitch yet. Not a great first impression. When the door finally opened, Canadian entrepreneur Robert Herjavec gave Siminoff a cue of his own, a fake smile. A genuine smile reaches all the way to the upper cheeks, activating the crow's feet on the sides of your eyes. A fake smile appears only on the bottom half of the face. Herjavec's fake smile should have signaled Siminoff to change tack. If he'd caught it, he could have worked to build rapport with Herjavec. He didn't, and Herjavec passed on the idea. When Siminoff finally began his official pitch, things seemingly moved back in his favor. He fielded questions from the sharks on everything from market size to pricing. Mark Cuban even gave him a "good for you" when Siminoff shared that he had over $1 million in sales. Throughout, however, the cues passing back and forth told a very different story about Siminoff's chances. 3 minutes in, Cuban pulled the corners of his mouth down into what looks like a frown, but is actually a mouth shrug. This cue signals disbelief or doubt. It's a sign that someone feels disconnected or indifferent. Researchers believe this is because the position of the mouth makes it impossible to speak. It's a nonverbal way of indicating a lack of interest in responding, and therefore a bid to terminate the exchange of information. Cuban was telling Siminoff, "I'm done here." Instead of seizing that moment to address Cuban's disbelief, Siminoff barreled along obliviously. If he'd registered Cuban's cue, he could have addressed his doubt with a simple acknowledgement. "Mark, I see that you're skeptical. Let me share some data with you." But Siminoff could only hear the words, "Good for you," and missed the underlying nonverbal message. A few minutes later, Cuban pulled out of the deal. Of course, Siminoff wasn't just blind to the shark's negative cues during his pitch. He was also sending dozens of his own. For example, when he mentioned the price of his product, he showed a one-sided shoulder shrug, yet another low-confidence signal. 5 minutes in, challenged on a crucial point about the future of smart devices, Siminoff gulped a deep swallow, a cue conveying nervousness. While all of this is completely understandable, who wouldn't be anxious defending years of work in front of skeptical billionaires on a TV show? These cues completely undermined the clear and confident words he actually spoke. A strong idea cannot stand alone. It needs to be accompanied by strong cues. Siminoff slipped yet again when he tried to convince the sharks he didn't face any serious competition in the space. His answer started strong, but then he leaked a halt cue. "We don't have any direct competitors. When I say direct, pause, we're, pause, the first video doorbell built for the smartphone." As you can hear, a halt cue is when someone adds an out-of-place pause in the middle of a sentence. Liars halt. So do the very nervous. Since our brains can't tell the difference, we protectively and instinctively worry that someone is being dishonest. Halting can also occur when someone switches from a spontaneous answer to a rehearsed one. This is probably what happened to Siminoff. Having realized mid-sentence that he'd prepped for this question, he switched over to his script. Even though the substance of what he was saying was faultless, the choppy delivery undermined his credibility yet again. Siminoff made the classic mistake many smart people make. He focused too much on the content and not enough on the cues. Cues could have supported his message, but instead they undermined it. In the end, it was Siminoff's failure as a communicator, not as an entrepreneur, that scuttled his pitch and sent him home empty-handed. What good is a brilliant idea if no one listens? Every day, I meet brilliant, creative, strategic thinkers held back unwittingly by their cues. Aspiring leaders, ambitious professionals, and entrepreneurs like Siminoff are not sending the right signals and are missing the signals being sent to them. They have ideas, but don't know how to share them persuasively. They are underpaid and don't know how to prove their worth to a boss or client. They leave a meeting feeling as if it went badly, but they aren't sure why. Or worse, they finish an interaction thinking it went well, only to be blindsided by negative feedback later. Hundreds of subtle signals are being sent to you every day. Humans are social animals. We evolved to get along in groups. So we're constantly telegraphing information about our social status, our potential as mates, our intentions. Similarly, we're constantly alert to social information others are sending to us. When you uncover the cues being sent to you, everything becomes clearer. You won't miss hidden emotions. You know who and what information to trust. You can communicate authentically and assertively. When you learn to send the right cues to others, people start listening to you, find you engaging, and are more interested in what you have to say. You'll also feel more confident going into your interactions. The right cues can take a lackluster conversation, meeting, or interaction and make it memorable. Send the wrong cues, and potential opportunities are missed, doubted, and overlooked. Researchers have long known about the power of cues, and most people have some inkling that body language is important. But what most people don't know is how well cues predict behavior, personality, and achievement with surprising accuracy. For instance, we can predict a leader's charisma based solely on 5 seconds of exposure. Want to know who will get divorced? One single cue can predict with 93% accuracy which couples will split, sometimes years ahead of time. We can predict which doctors will get sued more often by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?